Hey, you're listening to the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Ange Barnard. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the secret to real success, what that is, and how to really harness that. And it's probably not what you're thinking, because I think a lot of people think to be successful at whatever thing, you have to have the right mindset, you need to be consistent, you need to be generating the right kind of energy, see opportunity and things, yada, yada. And I do believe that that is true and that is helpful, but I think the number one thing that drives success in anything we do is community. It's surrounding yourself with the right kind of people. And the research supports this. So what I want to talk about in this episode is how to really build the community that you need to help your vision become a reality. Really take it down to an intentional level. Like, it's super intentional about this, right? Okay, so we're going to dive into that. But before we dive into that, I wanted to share with you one of the things I have done recently that just brought some joy to my life. And it's random, but I was just thinking about this because I have some hot chocolate that I'm drinking right now. And it's getting colder where I am. And I've been just loving, like, wanting to be cozy, you know? So I did a workout the other day and I went to take a shower and I thought, like, how can I make this experience better? You know, my shower, all of that. So what I did was I made myself some hot chocolate, a healthy version of hot chocolate, and I brought it in the shower with me. And the way my shower is set up, I can set my drink down on something and it doesn't, in a little shelf thing that's in there. And it doesn't really get soaked there. I mean, it might get some splashes of water, but I don't really care, you know? So I had that in there and I, like, turned the music on and I took a shower and I sipped my hot chocolate in the shower and it just felt so good. So I just want to say that might be something you might want to add to your life or another drink that you can bring in there. I remember back in the day, Ian and I used to bring wine in the shower. It was like a thing that we did, a glass of wine we brought into the shower. And it just made it more relaxing, right? So the hot chocolate that I like to make is I use cocoa, like straight up plain cocoa. So powdered cocoa. I put that into a cup and I heat up almond milk or some kind of, you know, non-dairy milk that I like. And I'll put that in there. Sometimes I mix it with hot water so it's not just full milk. And then I'll add a little bit of stevia and some cinnamon, and it is so good. I love it way more than, you know, other kinds of hot chocolate, and I feel good about drinking it. So I just wanted to share that with you. There's a lot of other little things that I do that I feel like bring joy to my life, and I want to just sprinkle them into the episodes and give you guys some ideas of how you can add that to your life in some way. Just all these little new things that we can do really can just shift our energy. Because remember, when we do something new, we introduce something new into our life, we are literally releasing dopamine for us. That new thing is like, whoa, that's different, you know? So anyways, Ian and I have been really thinking about this in our life, like doing new to us things. So we went the other day to an oyster roast. It was my first time ever going to an oyster roast. So we went back to Beaufort, South Carolina, which we really love and used to live there, and we just love the feels there. So anyways, they were having an oyster roast for this fundraiser, and I was like, let's go. So we went, and it was so much fun. There was music, and we got to, like, you know, eat the oysters and do all of that stuff, which is, like, open them, and that's something, being from the northern part of the U.S., something that I'm not used to experiencing, so it was really fun for us. And then we camped in a spot that we'd never been before. We went and did this homes tour that it was just, we've done it in previous years, but they always pick new homes. And it was just so much fun. And I just thought, like, what else can we do that can be fun in our lives? Just like little different things. So then the other day, what we did was Ian got home from work and it was dark because it's getting dark here, like so early nowadays, and cold outside. And what we decided to do was bundle up, put our hiking bags on, and we put some weight in them. And then we went and hiked around the subdivision. And it was, we were laughing like about this because we're like, what are people probably thinking if they see us? Like, because we're carrying our packs, walking around the subdivision and in the dark. And anyways, it's not like your normal hiking spot, right? And we have all these weights in our pack. So anyways, we did that and it was fun. And then we got back into the house and it was all cozy. And then we made sushi for the first time. And I ordered all of the stuff online because I was like, let's just do this for fun. So then we've also been introducing like new meals to make and all of that. Anyways, so the whole point of this little rant was I want to encourage you to be thinking about ways that you can sprinkle some newness into your life and how you can bring that joy to what you're already doing in your life. Like simple things like taking a shower. How can you add the joy to that? Really think about your senses too. The smells, the feels, what you're hearing. Like bring that stuff into your planning process of like the newness, right? Oh, side note too. Ian and I also signed up for this cooking class and dance class. It was like a mixture thing that I saw in the town that we live in. It was an event. I was looking up events, and this is another thing I recommend people to do. And just see what's out there and like step out of your comfort zone. Of course, we're not going to know anyone there, but I'm like, let's just do it. Shoot, right? We're not getting any younger. You might as well go out there and just explore. Put yourself in situations where you might be a little uncomfortable, but then it's going to be fun to you. And worst case scenario, if it's like, kind of sucks, you can laugh about it later and be like, what the heck were we thinking? And it's funny. It still brings joy to you. Okay. So moving on to the real secret of success. That's what we're talking about. And this is relevant because, you know, it's community, right? It's surrounding yourself with the people that you want to be like. That is the true secret to success. Every single person that I consider to be successful, they have a life that I admire. I have not heard one of them not mention something about them surrounding themselves with people they wanted to be like. And it makes perfect sense given how the mind works. Remember, the reason why you do everything you do now is in the behaviors that you have, all of that, that's mental programming that you have gotten from your surroundings, because a baby is born with no programming and then they learn from their environment how to be, right? So you have learned how to be from your environment. You've received programming. Oops, keep hitting my mic. You have been programmed by your environment, whether you like it or not. So my goal here and this show is to help you intentionally design your life. You decide the programming that you want to have. So how to do that is you think about who you want to be and who you have to surround yourself with to continuously reinforce who you want to be. And the brain is going to try to mock behavior. That's what it's done. That's how we've learned over time, is we mock the environment around us. This is why, like, I always give this example. Like, I lived, you know, in the northern part of the U.S. I moved down to the southern part where they say y'all and they don't say you guys like we do in the northern part. And then I found myself saying y'all. Like, the other day I said that. I was like, did y'all eat yet? And I was like, I stopped and I was like, that's the first time I haven't felt weird about saying that. It used to feel like, well, this is not me. I can't talk like this, right? Because I grew up in Michigan and we don't often say that. We say you guys. So anywho, the reason that has shifted and the way I show up is because my surroundings and my community has shifted. And now I'm starting to sound like them. I'm starting to be like them. This happens at a subconscious level. So the best thing that you can do to be successful in whatever it is you want to be successful in, you name it, whatever it is surround yourself with people who you want to be like or who have what it is that you want. Straight up. The research shows this over and over. There's been tons of studies that can back this up. So I was thinking of one about how you're more likely to be overweight or obese if you have friends that are overweight and obese. It's like, obviously, right? But you're like 50% more likely. It increases your chances because you're seeing that behavior at a subconscious level. You're probably around it a lot more. The same is true for finances. People that tend to spend time with each other are more likely to make around the same amount of money. They spend more time with each other. If that person is the average of the five that they're around. Like, you've heard that, right? If you're hanging out with four others who make a pretty good income, chances are very high you're going to make a pretty good income. You're hanging out with other people that are pretty fit and healthy. Chances are very high you're going to be fit and healthy, right? It's, you know, even relationships. You hang around people who have really good relationships with their significant other, you're probably going to have a good relationship with your significant other, right? You'll mirror that behavior. You will, because of also mirror neurons. So I think you guys totally get this. You've heard the quote, you're the average of the five that you spend the most time with. This is a quote from Jim Rohn, right? I've heard this so many times too, but to really think about it, like I've been really thinking about it and I'm like, who are the five that I spend the most time with? This is what I want you to think about. Who are the five that you spend the most time with? And do you want to be like them? Are they helping the average go up? Right? Because sometimes in that group of five, there might be somebody who's kind of like the downer and is really bringing the average down. They're always complaining when you talk to them, the woe is me, blaming. It's like, you know, you're drained when you talk to them. That's bringing your average down too. Right? And I'm not saying that you need to get rid of all the downers in your life, because let's be real, we have people in our life that we really love and that we want so much more for. And they might just be at a lower place for whatever reason. And it probably makes perfect sense given their situation, why they're there. Right? But what I'm saying is maybe they don't need to be in your top five of who you spend the most time with. They can be in your life, but they don't need to be in the top five, because you're going to be greatly influenced by the top five. So that means you need to be thinking about who do you need in your top five? I remember there was a sermon that I heard way back in the day, and the pastor kind of referred to it as like your car. He said, who's in your car? Like, who's in your car with you? And that really like is a great visual to think, right? Because you only have a certain amount of seats in your car. So who do you want to be in your car with you, riding with you through life, you know, and helping you be have a better journey and experience? And I want you to think about this even like outside of like your immediate family. Like, who else do you want to be like? So this is where we need to go back and think about our vision for who we want to be. Okay, we need to really be thinking about that. I'm going to pause that thought real quick, because I was just thinking about a couple more things that will back this concept up. You know, the Blue Zones research, where they looked at the areas of the world where people are living to be the oldest and living well, right? So what they found was there's several factors that play a role into this longevity and well-being. One of the main ones was what? Community. Having a sense of community. That was there, right? Another study, the Harvard Longitudinal Study, the study that has been around for like 80 years now or something like that, where they followed this group of men all basically out through their whole life. And they found the ones that were living to be the oldest and, again, living well, had meaningful, healthy relationships. They had a supportive community. All the research shows this. So sometimes we're not given the best community for us, right? So we have to intentionally seek it out. So that starts, again, with your vision. Who do you want to be? And who is going to help you become that person? Who is already like that? Who could be a great mentor to you? This is the stuff that you really need to be thinking about. This is stuff that I never used to think about. And I can tell you, like, since I've really been making the visions that I have a reality above and beyond what I could imagine, it all comes back to this. All of it comes back to this, because I found the right community to support me, because I couldn't do it on my own. I found the mentors that I needed, because I had no idea how to create stuff. I had no idea how to create a podcast, but I found a mentor that showed me how to do that. I became a part of a podcast group. So I want you guys to be thinking about this with your own goals, okay? So I'm going to give you some tips that you can use to be intentional about crafting that community for yourself. So I got three tips. Before I go on with those, I just saw my notes. I wanted to tell you a story. So my mother-in-law has lost a ton of weight. I want to say like probably at least 70 pounds. I'm not really sure how much weight she's lost. I know it's more than that or around that range. Anyways, but I do know this. I know that she's a completely different person than she used to be. She's joy-filled. She can hike with us. She can She just shows up like glowing more. She's just a different person, brings a different kind of energy into the space. Whereas before, she was like, I would say, it was like walking around eggshells around her. Like, I hate saying that, but that's how it felt, right? And she wasn't feeling good in her own body. And when you don't feel good in your own body, you don't show up well. And I've seen this with my clients over and over. They come to me because they don't like the job that they're in. And there's other things that are a factor too in how they're feeling about their job. And a lot of it has to do with how they're feeling in their own body. And when they're able to work through that stuff and improve their health, it's like now they find a job that they really love. Now their relationships improve. It's like a domino effect, right? It's like you think about your wheel of life, and there's a bunch of pieces of the pie. You have your health, your relationships, your finances, all of that, right? When one area moves up, the others are affected. They tend to improve as well. So anyways, the thing is with my mother-in-law is that she struggled with her weight her whole life, literally. And it took a toll on her relationships because she would get kind of bitter that she couldn't do the things that everybody else was doing. And what she valued most was quality time. But she couldn't be a part of those things because she physically couldn't do it. She felt like crap or whatever. She'd go buy something and she'd feel awful, like buying a dress, trying it on, all this stuff. And anyways, I'm sharing this story because she was able to get to the point that she is now, hiking up with me in really high elevation that most people wouldn't be able to do because of the community she surrounded herself with, because she was a part of a program that's all about healthy habits, right? That helped her shift everything. It's like a program where you jumpstarts you by helping you not have to decide what you're going to eat for a period of time. And then you develop because it's giving you all of the food that you need to eat and then gives you a plan for other stuff. Anyways, then you have the community, you have coaching, you have all these habits. It's all about lifestyle changes. It's not about a long-term diet. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I thought at first when she was doing this, I was like, is this going to work? Like, what is this? How is this different than any other diet program out there? But what I found is it was coaching, accountability, and the community that was different. And the habits, they're all about habits. It's about changing your mental programming, changing the way you look at food, all of that stuff, helping you identify as somebody that is healthy. So anyways, I share this story because it changed my life tremendously, tremendously. And you know, another side note is I have my sister who's also going through the same program. Now my dad will be going through it and my mom. So I bring this up because if you know somebody who really wants to get healthy and they get this, they realize that they need new programming needs to happen. New habits need to happen. And they're committed to doing that work and with accountability and support. Please reach out to me because I would gladly coach them through this whole thing. Because now I'm like, I'm just super passionate about it because I want to see more people have what my mother-in-law has and have that impact versus like living your life where you feel like crap, you know? It's all about the community and people need the community. And the reason why they're not getting to the point that they want to get to is because they don't have the community, right? That's really what all boils down to. So we need to find the right community. So if you know anyone that wants that, have or just email me and you want to know more, you can email me at Ange@angebarnard.com. So that will go directly to me and we can talk about it and see if this program is also a good fit for them, because I'm going to be starting through coach through this program to see who else we can help shift their energy and be the people that they want to be. Okay, so let me go on to the three tips that I have for you. The first is to create a vision for who you want to be. I say this all the time. If you need help with this, you need to sign up for the Clarify Your Vision program where we break it down for you and help you come up with a vision, because that's always the first step. When you get clear on what you want, then you can create it. So the link will be in the show notes. It's angebarnard.com/CYV, first to know. And then so after you get clear on your vision, let's say like you're my mother-in-law and you're like, my vision is that I can go shopping and feel excited about shopping. and trying on clothes. Like, I want to feel that way. I want to be able to hike with my family. I want to be able to, you know, ride horses or get on a ride and not be worried about, like, the weight requirements. These are some of the things I've heard her say, right? So that's her vision. Like, this is who I want to be. I want to feel this way. I want my life to look this way, right? And then you ask yourself, who is like that? So this is the second tip. Who is like that and who can help me be that way? This is where you're thinking about mentors. You're thinking about a community. And this is where you're thinking like, well, shoot, I think in my community, I don't have a lot of people that are healthy like that, that have what I want. And chances are this is very high for anyone. Like in my own community, guys, like I had no other entrepreneurs in my community. So I had to find them. I didn't have friends that were doing, you know, I don't know, had their multiple businesses that were doing work they love. I did not have that. So I had to find it. And this happened for her too. So she found a healthy community. She got herself a health coach through the program. And that's why she's where she is now. Right? So the first thing, create a vision for who you want to be. The second is you ask yourself, who is like that and who can help me be that? And you make note of it. So I always pick my mentors based on my vision board and goals. I always pick the community based, again, on my vision board and goals. So let me give you an example. Writing. So since I wrote my manuscript, like was starting, I did a whole entire outline for my book, and I still need to move forward on this process. But I found a writing group that I was a part of, and I found a writing coach to help me do that. Same thing with my TEDx stuff. Business mentors, same exact thing. I have tons of friends that also have online businesses, and I have my own coaches. I have a health mentor in my life too. And guys, these aren't people that I see regularly. This is what I want to make clear. Like, you can have virtual mentors. You can just simply listen to a podcast and you can spend a lot of time with that person and they can be in your top five. For some of you that have been listening to the show for a while, I'm in your top five probably, right? So if you want to have a life like me or like whoever, you want to surround yourself with them, hear their wisdom, because those programs, the habits, the thoughts they have, that's the recipe for what they've created. And that's what you need. You need that recipe if you want to create something similar. Another thing is, like, even with my faith, I think about all areas of my life and having the mentors that I want to have, like, that I want to be like regarding that area. So my health mentor that I have in my life, he has the health that I would like to have. He thinks the way that I want to think. He has a body that looks super, like, toned and fit. And I'm like, I want a body like that. So clearly, you know what you're talking about because it's working for you. So I'm going to follow what you say. The same thing with my faith. So I listen to different devotionals every day. There's one called Big Life Devotional and a podcast I listen to. I follow different Christian business owners. I read the Joyce Meyer's devotional almost like every single day. So that's stuff because those are people that have faith that I admire that I also want to have because I want to be like them. So, okay, guys, I'm going to give you some more examples. When I wanted to be debt-free, who was my mentor? Dave Ramsey. Did I put myself in a financial peace group so I had accountability? Yes, I did. When I wanted to hike, be a long-distance hiker, what did I do? I started reading all the books from the long-distance hikers that I admired. They were my mentors. I put myself in communities that involved long-distance hikers. Podcast mentors, I've had a couple of those. Traveling mentors. Like, there's two that I follow, Stingy Nomads and Nomadic Matt. They have been mentors to me for quite a while when it comes to how I travel and how I do it in a very cost-effective way, but also, like, maximizing the experiences, you know? That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so I'm sharing these with you because I want you to be thinking about your life. I want you to be thinking about who you need in your top five. Who do you need as a mentor? Who do you need in your community? I know this stuff is important. This is why I have a coaching program called Commit to Your Vision, where we have that community and we encourage each other to move forward because community is everything. That's what we need. And then the third tip I have for you is that you're going to develop the habits of your mentors and you're going to create success like them. If you follow that recipe, their mental habits, the mental programming that they're indicating by what they're saying over and over, and the habits that they're telling you that they do, right? That's part of the recipe. And you need to implement that too. And I think back up again with my mother-in-law story is that she started adopting the healthy habits that those in her community had. She followed the plan that they followed. And this is why she's been able to keep the weight off for over 2 years now, or however long it's been. And she's doing well. And everybody notices that she's like different, not just physically, but energetically different. And all of our lives are better because of it. So that's why I really wanted to share about what she's done. If you, again, if you know someone, you feel like they really need that, maybe nothing else has really worked for them, please reach out to me and let's just talk about it and see. Maybe it's a good fit for them. Maybe it's not, but it's worth trying, right? Can't lose anything from doing that. Okay. And I think that's it. Those are the things. So let's go over them really, really quick. The three things that you need to do to find the right community and mentors for you is: one, create a vision for who you want to be. Think about that area of your life that you might not feel fulfilled in. Think about ideally what you'd want it to be like. Now, second, ask yourself who's like that, who can help me be that. Find them. Invest your time and resources in them. Because imagine where you could be a year from now if you decided to do that. Right? Imagine what it's costing you to continue waiting, like, and living this life that you don't want to live. No, stop with that nonsense. Find who you need to help you get there and just get there and enjoy your life more. Life is way too short. We don't got time to mess around doing stuff we don't like, feeling the ways we don't want to feel, making excuses. We just don't got time for that, right? And then lastly, you need to develop the habits of your mentors, right? And really create a process for you to follow. That's how we've learned how to do anything in our lives, is by watching others do it too. All right, that's it. I hope you really enjoyed this episode and you have an awesome day, and leave a review if you haven't, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.